Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I got that summertime sadness. Summertime. Okay. I don't know if you're like me, but I get anxious sometimes when like spring and summer is upon us. Even though I love spring and summer, I also get like this anxiety of like, oh my God, am I going to have a fun summer? Am I going to be out? Am I going to have friends? Am I going to go? Am I going to do things? Do I have plans? Am I going to go anywhere? Am I going to travel anywhere? Am I going to have fun? Am I going to have a fun life? And I start to get this anxiety of like, oh my God, do I have any friends? Like, and if you ever feel that same way, this is just to let you know that you are not alone. And we're also going to talk about how to combat some of those anxieties. But yeah, and I, you know, I remember like listening to Summertime Sadness in high school and like not really like thinking about like a deeper meaning to it. But now I'm like, that really could like be talking about this like kind of like almost like sunshine depression of like feeling like you need to be outside enjoying the sunshine and you need to be having the most fun of your life at all times when the weather is nice. And obviously the sunshine and like sun being out feels really good and it feels good to naturally just be out, but can also like make you feel insecure, right? Like if you ever feel insecure about like, okay, I don't have plans on a Friday night and it's a beautiful night, right? Like that can make anybody feel insecure. It definitely makes me feel insecure. So I want to talk about that feeling, let you know that you're not alone, some ways to combat it. We'll just start with one of my favorite things I've been doing. This is my second summer I'm doing it, but I have created spring and summer bucket lists. And so, and I, you know, cause LA weather is like nice a lot of the, like most of the year. So I start my summer in spring basically. And so I started working on my bucket list for this year. My bucket list for last year went really well. I wanted to do like a lot of firsts because, you know, I was hitting my 3 years in LA. And there's a lot of firsts that I wanted to try. Like I had never been to a Dodgers game and I had never been to the Hollywood Bowl and like things like that. And so that was I had a really fun summer. And so this year I'm starting it up again. Now I kind of want to like, you know, deep dive a little bit more. Like last year was like first Dodgers game. This year I want to go to a theme night at Dodger Stadium. I know one of my besties, she wants to go to like the Hello Kitty night. So that would be so fun. And yeah, so that's one thing that's been really helping me is like thinking of summer bucket list ideas. And some of these are like, a lot of these are things I'm going to do on my own. Like I have one that is go to the Burbank AMC where the Nicole Kidman spot was filmed. I also have do a double feature at the movies. I've never done that before. So I'm adding that to my summer bucket list for this year. And it's like, some of these things are things I'm going to go do alone. Some are going to be things that I'm going to like intentionally like reach out to people about. Like there's like a pizza place around the corner from my apartment I've been meaning to try for like years now. And I have another friend who wants to go too. So I'm like, okay, we're going to do that together. Right. And so it's like, it also like kind of forces you to hit up people that maybe you wouldn't have hit up in the past because you have like a very set plan and vision in mind. And I remember last summer when I was like talking to people about the summer bucket list, it also felt like nice that this was like a goal and it's like now they can be a part of that goal where it'd be like, hey, this is one of my summer bucket list items. Do you want to do something with me? Rather than, oh, let's hang out sometime. Let's get brunch together sometime and then never really having like a set date to actually do anything. And so, you know, like the Dodgers game, like I invited a friend that like I wasn't hanging out with like a ton, but now it gave us like something to do. And she had never been to a Dodgers game either, right? And so that was really fun to be able to have like a very specific goal of like, I want to do this thing and you can join me and we're like doing this goal together. So I'm working on summer bucket list. I have less than 10 things on here right now. So I'm going to keep it going. And yeah, and if you know me in real life and want to do a summer bucket, if you have a summer bucket list item, we can do one together. I'll actually just like read through some of the summer bucket list items that I have. So eat at the Cheesecake Factory that overlooks the AMC at the Grove. Go to the Burbank AMC where the Nicole Kidman spot was filmed. Go to a theme night at Dodger Stadium. Go to the pizza place around the corner from me. I'm not going to say the name of it. do a double feature at the movies, go to Disneyland and or Six Flags. If I end up doing, or not Six Flags, sorry, Universal Studios, that's what I meant. And if I end up doing both, I'll split it up. WeHo night at least twice, host a writer's salon at my apartment. I'm trying to think of some more ideas. Oh, explore little Ethiopia. Explore little Ethiopia. So I want to do that. Probably like explore just like some more neighborhoods in LA as well. I think we'll probably add. I'll have to like do some research on where I want to hang out and where I want to go. I feel like I have been doing a good job of like, you know, I'm going to add Highland Park. Highland Park night. Love Highland Park. Don't get out there enough. Glendale Day. I want to explore more. I'll probably add some biking goals. Bike Venice at least. I'm going to say bike Venice at least 5 times this summer and spring. At least 5 times. Yeah, so yeah, it's just fun. So, you know, take some inspiration from the list that I've been making. But I this is really such a great way to, like, kind of overcome some of those anxieties around, like, okay, am I doing enough? Am I cool? Do I have friends? Do people like me? Am I interesting? Everybody else has such a cooler life than me. And just, like, doing things that you want to do. And, like, also, there's no pressure. Like, if you want to, like, because you know what I've been really craving? Like, I've been craving just a full Saturday where I have nothing to do but lay on my couch and watch TV. And I know there'll be plenty of time down the road for me to do that when I'm older and like really don't have shit going on. But like, that just sounds fun. Like that just like, I just want to have like a full day. I don't have anything to do. And I'm just like chilling all day, catching up on TV shows, doing movies. And I know there's plenty of time for that. But you just like, don't feel this pressure that like you have to like constantly be having fun. Actually, I saw Michelle Obama, like she was in an interview and she was kind of talking about how young people have this like need to always be at maximum happiness all the time. And that's not sustainable and that's not realistic. And you really just have to find the joy in the mundane, and you really have to appreciate when things are slow, and you have to appreciate when things are quiet. I know the world feels crazy. I know the world is ending. So I think that also has been like kind of a motivator for people to like really want to go crazy and have fun this summer. So I'm definitely not saying don't have fun, but like, if you're in on a Friday night because you don't have any plans, don't feel bad about it. There's a million other people who don't have plans on a Friday night. And also another thing that helps is don't watch Instagram stories. And I like to post on Instagram stories from time to time. I'm very much like a post and go kind of Instagram person. You know, I'll check in on messages. I will like watch like the first 2 stories I see. I'll like the first 2 posts that I see, but like, I am not on Instagram. Like, I am not watching stories. I am not, because I don't like just sitting around watching Instagram stories all day and then feeling bad about myself and my situation and feeling like, oh, well, I don't have this many friends or I don't have this many things going on. Even though that's not, like, even though what's funny is like people always say to me and be like, well, you seem like you have a really cool and exciting life. And I'm like, and don't get me wrong, I'm very appreciative of my life. But I'm like, I feel like most of the time I'm really not doing shit. Like sometimes things are really cool, don't get me wrong. But anywho, yeah. So that summertime sadness is like, it's so real where it's like, you also have like a lot of expectation for spring and summer. It's like the weather's finally nice. And I think a lot of us are still kind of accustomed to what it was like to be out for school for the summer. And it's like, no, we're still working. Like, we're not taking a break. We're still working our 9-to-5s. And it's just, there's a lot of expectation with summer. So I think kind of like lower your expectations, make a bucket list though, to kind of help you plan some ideas. But yeah, I mean, I'm a summer baby. And so I'm like, what am I going to do for my birthday? What am I going to do for 4th of July? Like, are people going to be out of town? And like, cause often like the weekend that my birthday is will like overlap with 4th of July weekend, which it is this year, in the sense of like, the weekend that makes the most sense for me to celebrate my birthday is 4th of July weekend. And I'm like, are people going to be out of town? Should I just go out of town? Should I book a trip? And so like, now I'm like feeling all these anxieties. And so yeah, summertime sadness is real. Don't succumb to these super high expectations of what summertime should feel like. I've been seeing this trend on TikTok that's like, we only have 10 summers in our 20s. Like, go live it up. And I definitely agree with, like, go live it up. Go have fun. Like, go do what you need. But, like, don't do anything that actually isn't fun to you. And don't succumb to what other people's idea of fun is. Like, if fun to you is not going to the club and getting blackout drunk, then you don't need to do it. If fun to you is spending your day at the library, then go do that. Like, really focusing on the things that bring you joy. I definitely want to get outside more. I really want to, like, maybe go to some more nature-y stuff. I want to explore, like, more, like, LA stuff. Like, I think that's what I'm really interested in, is, like, really understanding this city that I call myself a resident in a really real way. And I like when I get to go to things that really feel very local LA. I'm trying to think. I did something recently that was, like, very local LA. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I can't remember right now. If it comes to me, I will share it. But, like, last summer, one thing I did is I took a tour of the library downtown. And, like, that was so fun, and, like, getting to learn some, like, history about LA. Oh, one of the things on my bucket list last year was doing a double-decker bus. So me and my mom did that for Mother's Day last year, and it was so fun. And I learned so much about LA, and I really had such a great time doing that. So I want to do more things like that, where it's, like, really, really understanding the city that I'm calling my home and really being a resident and really being a citizen in it. Yeah, so I'm excited. I don't know what the summer's gonna hold. There are a lot of things I'm looking forward to. Like, I already have, like, 3 trips to cities, like, domestic cities planned. Like, I'm going to Detroit for Memorial Day to kick off, and then New York right after that, then the Yale program. And then I'm going to Chicago later in the summer for a friend's birthday. And so I'm really excited about all of those things. So I'm, like, I'm trying to remember that. Like, even if I do nothing else this summer, I'm traveling, like, to 4 different cities. So if I do nothing else, at least I did that. And we'll just kind of, like, play it by ear and just, like, try to, like, de-stress and not have pressure around, like, okay, you need to do this and do that. Might book a spontaneous trip somewhere, though, because I really have been craving going to Mexico. So we shall see. But yeah, so I just wanted to do this episode around, like, sunshine anxiety, I guess, where it's like you feel this overwhelming need and pressure to, like, be maximizing your life and maximizing your fun and maximizing your happiness because the weather is nice, which is always a good thing to do. But then that pressure can make it, that pressure and expectation could unfortunately maybe make you feel a little bit anxious, right? So go have fun this summer at your own speed, at your own pace, no pressure. Make a bucket list. I find that helps. Stay off of Instagram. Stay off of whatever social media makes you feel insecure about yourself and your social life. Signing on. I'm going to end the episode. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. All right. I'm going to end the episode there. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I am your host, Jessica Johnson, signing off. In Jess We Trust.